It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 15th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. In rural Britain, residents of the village of Arcombe in northern Lancashire were told it would be too expensive to bring fast internet their way. So they're building a fiber optic network themselves. It's called Broadband for the Rural North. It's not quite acronym. Barn. Drawing on some local tech expertise, residents got training in how to do it. Retired art teacher Harry Ball is now hooked up to an internet plenty fast enough to let him watch movies.
Because it's so sparsely populated, nobody wanted to give us a decent broadband. I mean, why would they? There's no money in it for them. A lot of local people decided that if we wanted it, we were going to have to get it ourselves. So there is a fiber optic cable that runs quite close by to the village.
You have people in the community with some technical expertise, is what you're saying.
Exactly so, yes. Yeah. So that's just that's been a great thing. And it's been a wonderful community experience because people have really, really come together. We've had some dreadful weather all the time that this has been going on. But people have kept digging trenches, which has had to do laying the cables and the ducting and then refilling them in. And then taking each band to the house, to each individual house, and then blowing the fiber through that and finally connecting.
What does it mean, blowing the fiber?
Well, it is they actually blow the very, very fine fiber optic through the ducting. But it is actually blown through.
My goodness. And so
I know.
And so I can understand it probably doesn't take much training to learn how to dig a ditch or how to fill in a trench, but certainly splicing fiber optic cable is probably a skill.
Well, that's been good because we've had training. We've had certain people who volunteered to do this, and there are people who've been trained in the blowing of the fiber, people who've been trained in splicing in the main boxes and so on. And so we have probably, I don't know, perhaps a half a dozen people.
So you're building this local network. Is anyone already hooked up?
Yes, I'm hooked up, yeah. So what I've got now, I can download to 450 megabit.
That is very impressive. That's what I get in New Jersey.
Is it? Well, there we are. We're catching up.
What did you do, run down the right-of-way of a road? Where did you put these?
No, we had to talk to local landowners, farmers, and we had to persuade them that this was a good idea. Generally speaking, they've been jolly helpful.
How are you paying for all of this?
We can just pay. It's £150, that's all. And some of us have bought shares because I was quite interested in doing that and supporting it in that way. Of course, as we get closer to people's houses, they begin to think, well, this is on. We can do this. It's wonderful, really.
Well, Harry Ball, thank you very, very much.
Well, thank you.
Lancashire, England resident Harry Ball. £150 sterling is about $230, by the way. Some of what Mr. Ball and his neighbors are doing sounds a bit like the electric cooperatives that brought power to rural America.
Marketplace Tech is supported by the Economic Development Authority of Fairfax County, Virginia, home to creative people and creative companies at powerofideas.org.
And that massive physics experiment known as the Large Hadron Collider has just shut down ahead of an upgrade. It's more than a few memory chips or bigger hard drive. Every piece on the complex rig, which is 17 miles in circumference along the border between Switzerland and France, will be checked or replaced. It's such an upgrade that the collider won't be switched on again for 2 years. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.